This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Trying to get help on the farm has always been an issue for dairy operators, and now there's a new legislative approach to dealing with the issue. Joining us on our Policy Thursday is Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation, to share the latest news on improving dairy's labor workforce. Chris?
The issue of having an adequate workforce has been a perennial concern for a lot of different sectors of agriculture, and especially dairy. We don't have any current program that really allows us to have a reliable supply of legal workers, and so it's led to a lot of complications and a lot of heartache. And so the good news is that there's a new bill that was just introduced this week in the House of Representatives, and it's a bipartisan approach to dealing specifically with the ag labor component of immigration reform. So the bill is called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, and it would basically deal with the two most pressing issues for National Milk and its members. One, making certain that we can keep our existing workforce, and number two, providing a future flow of workers by relying on the H-2A program and expanding that to include dairy.
So what needs to happen to get this legislation approved?
Well, this has been introduced in the House of Representatives. The lead sponsor is the chairperson of the Immigration Subcommittee, Zoe Lofgren of California, and she's joined by a Republican, Dan Newhouse of Washington State. And there are going to be other sponsors of this legislation from both parties. And this is a bipartisan issue. That's the only way that it's going to be fixed, is by having this done on a bipartisan basis, because you've got to get something through the Democratic House as well as the Republican Senate, and then, of course, hopefully signed by the Republican president. So this is just the first step of a longer journey, Bill. But the bottom line is that by having something that is bipartisan, that's the only way that we're going to get it through Congress here in the coming months.
What are the nuts and bolts of this legislation, and how is it going to help dairy farmers?
In terms of details, what the legislation does is it provides for our current workforce by giving existing workers and their immediate family members the opportunity to obtain permanent residency, provided they continue to work in agriculture for a specific amount of time. And then our other objective, having a future flow of guest workers, this legislation addresses that issue by reforming the H-2A guest worker program to allow dairy farmers to use it. Right now, the H-2A program is really geared towards seasonal workers, and the jobs we have on dairy are year-round. They're not seasonal, and so that's why it's been very, very difficult for dairy farmers to access the H-2A program, but that would change under this new legislation.
Labor issues for dairy operators is nothing new, so it's nice to see this legislation that could really help.
National Milk was heavily involved in negotiations with the players on Capitol Hill on this, and we made certain that the unique needs of dairy were addressed by this legislation. We wouldn't be supporting it otherwise. There are other farm groups involved in this process, and also farm workers groups, and that gets back to the fact that you've got to have a bipartisan approach to dealing with this issue if it has any chance of passing the House and then later the Senate.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details about their organization, events, and resources at nmpf.org.